Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Birds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It's time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Bird.
Hello, folks.
And by Zivac & Lindsay, CPAs in Mobile, with your host, Mr. Richard Lindsay.
Howdy, folks.
It's always good to see Richard's smiling face this morning.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to see yours, too.
Coming off a great seminar, great response last night. Of course, this is a tape show, so people will hear it later. But one of the things I want to talk about, Richard, and I'm going to keep talking about this until people listen. And I'm not trying to get people to come see me. And they can if they want to. I'm trying to get people warning them what's ahead. But this is an article for Money and Markets, and I want you to read this. It says, "Do you believe me yet? After all, I've been warning you over and over again that the new dynamic you need to be aware of is the rising tide of war. After the great battle between the public sector and the government and the private sectors, now it would lead to uprisings all over the war, to civil wars and even to international wars. Few of you believe me. Many thought I was crazy or simply a fearmonger. Yet, here we are 2 years into my warnings of rising cycle of social unrest that will not peak to 2020. And nearly everywhere you turn, geopolitical unrest is exploding off the charts, threatening to destroy the portfolios of almost all investors, catching the majority of them on the wrong side of the markets." Okay?
Uh-huh.
So what we've been saying, Richard, in this, in essence, is that, you know, the markets, the unrest and stuff overseas is going to cause a downturn in the market. You factor in what's happening over here, you know, with the economy not doing good and debt mounting debt. I mean, all those factors is tough. But what you got to look at, and where there's a backlash in many struggling Eurozone nations decimated by unemployment, austerity measures captivated parties like Greece as neo-Nazi Golden Dawn to the forefront, winning enough votes to send a representative to Brussels for the first time. Okay? Mark my words, look closely as I have done at all the above conflicts, whether they're religious inspired or not, and you'll see two common threads. Number one, the private sector groups rising up against authoritarian, unjust, corrupt governments. Private sector groups rising up against governments that want to increase taxes or even confiscate wealth, while at the same time levying austerity measures on its people to slash previously promised benefits. Okay? In the lesser developed countries, as a result of government corruption, imperialistic action taken on by developing countries, pillaging of natural resources, and more. Okay? So what we got to look at, folks, is all this is happening. And this is going to bring a battle to Wall Street, Richard. It will take different form and allege different reasons when it strikes Main Street. But in essence, it'll be the same. A backlash of private sector against public sector, against loss of privacy, against rising taxation, against Washington's fiscal irresponsibility, against bankrupt Social Security system, against an insane Internal Revenue Gestapo service, bullying of other companies, which has now forced 77,000 foreign financial institutions to kowtow to Washington and report the financial activities of every American with an overseas financial account. Remember, we talked about that happening. Okay? So all these things are happening, folks, and I've given you over and over and over reasons why I think the market's going to crash, and it's going to happen. So, you know, you need to get out to safety while you can. I told a lady the other day, she's got quite a bit of money in her account. Again, I said, put it in a fixed account. Just put it in a fixed account right now and ride the wave, because she's about a few months away from retirement.
Okay.
Okay. But one of the things I want to say quickly, Richard, I'm going to let you talk, is that there's a survey recently. A lot of people throw rocks at annuities, and I don't just sell annuities, but people think we do, and the pundits want to throw rocks at it because,
sure,
especially index annuities. But in a survey of 1,000 American consumers, 676 non-retired and 328 retired reacted favorably upon learning about the multiple benefits that are available in a modern annuity contract. In fact, nearly three-fourths said they would consider purchasing an annuity for at least one of the following: the ability to obtain a predictable source of monthly retirement income, to leave money for spouse or heirs, or to provide money for chronic health expenses. Okay.
Well, I think that's, in a nutshell, probably one of the biggest benefits of the proper type of annuity is that you can have a fixed set of income coming in. You can set it up for whatever level you can afford to invest in the annuity. It'll carry on for your lifetime. You can pass it on to your spouse or other heirs. You don't lose it like you would a pension, for instance.
Right.
And I think that's probably one of the things that looking for, and an awful lot of people should be looking for, because the value that they have invested in their 401ks or their IRAs on average is really just not that great.
And we've talked about this, Richard, at seminars. You know that a lot of defined benefit plans are going under quickly.
Well, yes. I mean, they're harder and harder to find, first of all. Fewer and fewer companies offer them. And those that are left are some very large companies or some governments, a school board, state governments, that kind of thing. Those people offer them. But even then, we have seen some of those defined benefit pension plans go under because the company went under. And because it hadn't been fully funded.
And that's the thing we're talking about, Richard. People are looking for guaranteed safe income areas. We got Social Security, if you want to call that safe.
You know, it might be safe for the next 20 years or something, but that's about it.
But, you know, we're looking for income. People are looking at income. And annuities is one of the best places, folks, to get a guaranteed lifetime income for you and your spouse. Now they've added that nursing home doubler on there. It doubles if you get confined to a nursing home. I'm telling you, folks, I don't know of a better game in town to do that. But what amazes me is that half of the people that surveyed, 53%, said they're not familiar with annuities, and 32% described themselves as somewhat familiar.
Mm-hmm. They can get familiar by taking advantage of our complimentary offer for a complimentary consultation.
Just call me at 625-1226.
625-1226 or toll free
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Say you heard it on the radio and you'd like to take advantage of this free offer. No obligation, just to learn more.
Just come in and get the truth about annuities. There's a lot of people throwing rocks out there and telling stuff that's not true. And some people think all annuities are the same, they're created equal. Well, they're not. There's different annuities and different products. I find the best and try to sell if it fits their need. But if they need liquidity, you certainly don't buy an annuity if you need liquidity. Okay, and that's what I tell people. But one of the things that amazes me, Richard, is that as you might expect, only a few people plan on using annuities in their retirement, even though they'd like to hear about it. It said 55% said they plan to use their savings to supplement their pension or Social Security as needed. 50% plan to make fixed monthly or yearly withdrawals from an individual retirement account, 401k or other retirement account.
Sure.
And that's okay, but the thing they got to understand about 401ks and all is that usually they're market driven. And in a downturn market, which I think we're about to have, a severely downturn market, and you're taking income from that pension plan, you're going to get in a hole, a deficit that you probably won't ever make up. Okay?
Certainly.
And that means you're going to have less money, or you're going to have to, you know, do something else with your money. So that's the point I want to make. And I'm sitting here conversing with a best-selling author of CPA, Richard Lindsay, who's been around here since Lee was a cadet, and he knows his stuff. He knows his stuff, folks. So, Richard, what have you got for us today?
Well, you know, Jim, one of the things I wanted to talk about today was the a millionaire mindset, if you will. You know, it used to be that frugality was a status symbol. You know, your parents, my parents, basically, they kind of saved their way to becoming millionaires.
Yep.
And, you know, if you remember a while back, there was a whole book, The Millionaire Next Door. And that's what kind of what that story was about, was people just that they were frugal, they saved, they didn't spend money that they didn't have. You know, I've seen Proverbs 10:4 translated as, a poor person is made with a slack palm. And what that kind of means is that if we want to be wise financially, then our hands have to remain steady. Because if you kind of extend your hand toward that impulse purchase, and, you know, like with just one weak flick of a credit card, all your budget planning can be busted and hopelessly broken.
Yep.
And for an awful lot of families, you know, it's kind of like once on the charge, forever on the card, because they don't pay it off. They pay the kind of the minimum, and that takes forever and to pay it off. And if they were paying it off, because the problem that I've seen that I experienced myself when I was in that position was, as soon as you had a little bit more credit, then you went and spent it on something else. And so a lot of this has to do with getting together with your spouse if you're married and creating a budget and deciding what you can spend on and what you can't spend on. And there are certain purchases that are typically both unnecessary and unplanned. And those are the budget busters. You walk into the store, or you just kind of see something, or you see an advertisement and say, oh man, I'd really like to have that. The problem is that if you give in to those kinds of things, then you can't afford to save. It's kind of like, you know, when we were kids, or when we had kids, one of the things that we would do is perhaps we gave them an allowance, perhaps we paid them a little bit for doing some chores around the house, and typically they'd want to go purchase a toy with it. And a lot of good parents would say, okay, this is the toy you want, but really what we're going to do is we're going to wait a week and see if that's what you still really want. And an awful lot of times then, when that week was over, they didn't want that toy, they wanted something else.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the tricks then to avoid busting your budget is to do the same thing yourself. And instead of just reaching out and grabbing it and making that impulse purchase, say, I need to wait a week. And if you still really want it in a week, then you'll look at it, making the purchase. But if not, then it's like, if you're not real sure, then you wait another week. Yeah. You know? And one of the things that I think you ought to do as a couple, if you're having problems in this area, is to negotiate a dollar amount that you can spend or not spend above without both people in the relationship agreeing. And typically what I've seen work is something like 1% of your monthly budget. So, you know, if you're a household, you're making $60,000 a year, that's $5,000 a month, that's $50, okay? Which really says you're going to agree you're not going to go spend more than $50 a month without your spouse's or your approval. And that just gets us to thinking in the mindset, because really it doesn't take much of that impulse purchase, that $50, to bust the budget wide open, because it's real easy to do. I mean, you can't hardly walk into Walmart without spending $50, right?
That's true.
So, I mean, we're not talking about applying this to regular expenses, like, you know, the utilities and the groceries and that kind of stuff. You got to have groceries. You're not trying to clamp somebody down that they're going to go to the grocery store and spend $100. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the impulse stuff that we really didn't budget for, but we just kind of think we want.
Yep.
And, you know, it changes the question from, do I want to buy that, to what am I willing to give up to buy that?
It's a whole different mindset.
Whole different mindset. So the second rule is to limit the frequency of those kinds of mistakes. You know, we talked about, you know, delaying it, and just like when we're children, we're tempted to buy something, we wait a week. You know, the other thing that we can do is to recognize the categories that we're tempted in. You know, one of the things that we do typically when we try to go on a diet is we keep a log of all the food we eat, and whether we're trying to count calories or fat or all of that stuff, okay? Well, the same thing would help in a financial diet, okay, keep a little spiral notebook of some sort and keep track of all your little purchases. And so we're talking about the trip to Starbucks or the candy bar or, you know, the Cokes and all that kind of stuff that we just kind of immediately reach out and get. And so if we can identify then the category in which we're tempted to spend more on, then it would be easier for us to pull back and recognize that that one's a problem and then try to hold back and not make those kinds of purchases. Because sometimes we have to ask ourselves the question, what would I do if I ran out of money?
Yeah, that's a big concern for some.
It's a big concern. And if you're having trouble with your budget, then what you need to do is ask that question, figure out the answer, and then do that right now.
Well, let me follow up, Richard, with that. You know, in step number two is investing as though you're still working. A lot of people don't change their habits or their investing habits when they retire. They're still in the same old 401ks or investing in the same risky stocks that they were in, when actually in reality what they want to do is think conservation and preservation.
Absolutely.
Making sure, as you said, they don't run out of money.
Yeah.
But what's happening is that folks have got to change their investment philosophy to do that. You can't be conservative, really, in the market. Okay, you can't, because there's no safety place in there anymore, or safe place, because, you know, bonds have done terrible, and they're going to crash when interest rates goes up. And, you know, equities are very erratic up and down. So where can you get a steady stream of growth on your money and be a better growth than you get with CDs and savings account, traditional savings, at the same time get a guaranteed lifetime income you cannot outlive, okay, for you and your spouse? And, folks, it's annuity.
Yeah.
That's annuity. You can throw rocks at annuities all they want to, but the clients that come in understand them, and hundreds of clients see me in a year, they're not one of them sorry they bought an annuity. Not one of them. They all love a product. They got it, and they love the benefits of it. They love the growth of it, the safe growth, and that's what we do. Now, I'm not telling everybody to get out there and get out of the market and take all your money out of the market and go put in an annuity. That wouldn't be feasible.
No. It's not a vehicle where you put all of your money.
No.
It's a vehicle where you put some of it.
Where you want the safety, the money you can't afford to lose. Money you got to have for income. Money's got to be there, your bread, butter, and milk money that you got to live on down the road. That's where you want to put it safe and get a dependable income coming in every month that you cannot outlive. That's
right.
What you need for annuity, folks.
And most people, as you mentioned in that survey, don't quite understand it. But you've been doing this 30 years, and you offer a complimentary consultation for them to come sit down for free with their documents, and you will advise them and see if you can help them. It's as simple as that. Even if you're listening on the weekend, call Jim Bird at Safe Harbor Financial Services in Daphne.
625-1226.
625-1226, or toll free.
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. You can also log on to their very comprehensive website, safeharfin.com. Safe, H-A-R-F-I-N. com. And our CPA Richard Lindsay of Zivac & Lindsay also offers that same complimentary consultation.
That's right, Laura. They simply need to call my office at 633-4070.
633-4070. Tell them you heard it on the radio and you'd like to take advantage of the free offer. They can also research you at your website.
That's right. We have lots of articles out there, both written, video, audio, that kind of thing. CPAMobileAL.com.
CPAMobileAL.com.
That's a great website. I say, all right, got that, but that's good. CPAMobile.com. That's great. But Richard, we're a comprehensive financial planning team.
Right.
And doing that means it compromises. We have three areas of concern that you need to deal with, and that's taxes, obviously. Everybody's concerned about tax increases.
Well, they should be.
And then you got the legal part, wills, trust stuff, and that's what Jim Roberts, our attorney, does on there. And I handle the investment part of it, and that's what I do. So you can't ask for a better team, a more experienced team than we've got right there. So you can see one or all of us or whatever you want to do. You can see one first, or Richard first, me first, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Just see us and let us help you take advantage of the comprehensive consultation. Because one thing Richard's not going to do, he's not going to force you to become a client. Okay, and I'm not going to force you to do business with me, but we will give you advice.
Yes.
because we need to help folks. Folks out there need our help, and there's a lot of things going on out here in the market, folks. It's an erratic market. This is not your father's economy. The nature of investing has changed, and you need to look at some outside-the-box investing. And that's all we're asking people, to come in and let me give you our opinion. Then you can take it back to your broker. He'll pick it apart and try to tell you not to do it, because his job's to keep you with him. But it's not a lot they can tell you, really. They'll say annuities are expensive, or they're complicated, or you tie your money up in long, long time. Well, they are not as liquid as some investments. But I tell people that up front, Richard. You know that.
Certainly.
I tell everybody. But, you know, they're not as bad, and they say you don't get all the market earnings. You get very little market earnings in the hybrid annuity. Well, that's not true either, because I have uncapped strategies. You can, you know, capture most of the market earnings.
Well, now I think that's an important point, Jim, because I suspect there's an awful lot of listeners out there that have looked at the recent gains in the stock market and say, I need to stay there because I need to earn as much as I possibly can.
And you're right, Richard. Thank you. They think that they're going to time it. I'll know. I'll get out in the time.
Yeah, we know how well that works.
Yeah, you can't time the market. I was talking last week. One of the researchers said that the market's going to be hard to time to get out. People think they're going to get out, but it's going to happen so quick they're not going to be able to get out fast enough. You can't. So all I'm saying is leave your money in there if you can afford to lose it and you want to gamble and take the chance. But you got to think about this. Richard, we talk about this in a seminar. The older you are, the less time you've got to recoup your money back in a down market. And you think what happened in 2008. Think about your age now, and especially if you're drawing income from that money. There's probably a good chance, better than average chance, you won't ever get that money back in your lifetime.
Well, it's highly unlikely, because if you look at what happened in 2008, if we had that kind of severe drop down, there's an awful lot of people that really just got back to where they were in 2008, assuming they hadn't been drawing any money out of it, because it took the market quite a long time to really get back to where it was before. And of course, now we're actually seeing some market topping days, but that doesn't mean that 48% of your wealth that you lost in 2008 is back yet. It may not be. It may be or may not be. Kind of depends on what you did.
Yeah.
But certainly, if it happened again, if it happens next year, if it happens in 2016, okay? Because we don't really know when this market pullback is going to happen.
No.
Whether you call it a pullback, a crash, a correction, whatever it is you're going to call it.
Yeah.
Because right now, anytime you're at a high, people are generally euphoric about the high, and so they just kind of expect the high to keep going. And that's where we were in 2008, because we've been on a long climb, hadn't we?
Yes, we have. And if
you like a decade's worth.
And if you look at the chart that we use this in our seminar, Richard, compared to 1929 crash to what's happening now, it's almost identical.
I know. The up and downs it's almost a mirror.
It's scary. And folks, and that's all we're saying. You got to be aware of what's going on. And if you can afford to lose money, stay where you are, because your greatest returns will come in the market if you can afford the ups and downs of it. But if you can, if it bothers you to lose money, if it bothers you, or if you drawing income from that money and you can't afford the income to drop down, you better see me, okay? And we'll talk about it. I'll show you some alternatives. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm ever saying to folks. And I'm not throwing rocks at the market. The market's been there forever, and it is for younger folks. It's great. But most of my clients, Richard, are 55 and up or close to retirement, already
right.
In retirement. They can't afford to lose the money in the market. So I can show you how to get market-like returns without risk, and that's what's important, folks. And they don't know it's out there. They think right now our alternative is CD, savings account, money markets, which are paying close to nothing. Or you got to go to market and take your risk. Or you go to bonds, which is not doing very well either.
Right. So if somebody wants to investigate this a little bit further, if they want to talk to you, what's the best way to get hold of you?
Well, you can call me at 625-1226 and request a free consultation, or find out when our upcoming seminars are, and you can request to attend one of those. I had a doctor call me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's a surgeon. He wants to come to one of the seminars. He couldn't make it last night. When it comes, so just call and we'll put you on a list and make sure you come to the next one. Our next two seminars are going to be at Ruth Chris. We're over this side of the bay this time. We're going over there next month, Richard.
Okay.
Or you can go to the website and look at all our articles, look at the radio shows we've got on there. Richard does it every other week with me. Jim Roberts does it the other weeks when he's here. And we, I kid Jim because he's going to be late for his own funeral one day. But anyway, we, Richard and I, we put our heads together. We think alike. Richard is a tax expert, and I'm certainly not. And people ask me questions, and I say, well, you're going to have to call Richard Lindsay. I can't answer that. But that's what we do. So put it together, look at a comprehensive plan. If a person's not looking at your tax return, they're not doing justice to you on a planning, because you've got to look at how their taxes are going, how they're spending in taxes. Are they paying too much in taxes? You know, is there something they can do to defer some of those taxes?
Right.
That's things that we, Richard and I both, will look at if you come see us. But that's what we do, Richard. Go to our website. Go to your website, Richard. If they want to call you separately, say, hey, I need some advice from a tax CPA, a tax expert. Mm-hmm. Who do they call? What's the number?
Call 633-4070.
And you've also got a unique website. What is it?
CPAMobileAL.com.
CPAMobileAL.com.
See, I have memorized Richard's phone number now. I know it. So I don't know why. I haven't memorized Jim Roberts, but I memorized yours. But so that's how close we work together, all of us. We do that.
And I have Jim's number.
You better give Jim Roberts' number, too.
Jim's number is 626-3499 for Attorney Jim Roberts.
He's a state planning, will, and trust attorney, and he has a partner seminar as well as Richard, and we work together. But, Richard, you know that there's one thing for sure. The taxes have gone up 70 of the last 100 years. Okay.
Well, basically, yeah, what the situation is that we've had taxes around for that kind of time period, and if you look at the rates over that time period, 70 out of the last 100 years, they've been higher than what they are now.
Yes.
We've had, beginning back with President Reagan and President Bush, they did an awful lot to cut taxes. We've done an awful lot since then to build up a huge deficit, and so whether or not the economy can spring back enough to generate enough tax revenue to reduce that deficit, or the likely scenario that we're going to have to raise taxes to some point to help reduce that deficit, indicates that we're probably going to see some rise in taxes within the near future.
Well, if taxes worry you folks, you know, if risky earnings worry you, or if you'd like to see some guaranteed income in your portfolio, come see me and Richard Lindsay. See me at Jim Bird Safe Harbor Financial, LLC, 625-1226.
625-1226, or toll free,
877-251-1984.
877-251-1984. Please pick up the phone, even if it's on the weekend. Take advantage of this complimentary consultation from a financial expert with over 30 years of experience.
Right. Or you go to our tax expert, Richard Lindsay, 633-4070. How about that?
That's right, Jim.
I got
Thank
it.
You.
Or he's CPAMobile.com, right?
No, you missed the AL.
CPAMobileAL.com.
Okay. All right, I almost had it. But you can go to his website, check him out, read about him, look at the articles, and say, hey, I need to see this guy. Or same thing with us over at Safe Harbor Financial. We're there. We're visible.
SafeHarfin.com. Safe, HARFIN.com. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you,
Laurie.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, and by Zivac & Lindsay CPAs in Mobile. I'm your producer, Laurie Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.